Our reading this afternoon is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, and I'll be reading from verse 9 to verse 17. And there's a little cheat sheet up there, it's page 1238 if you need it. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, again, very glad to be here, and thank you for this invitation to speak on this incredible passage, exciting passage, and an exciting book. Historically speaking, this book has probably caused more confusion in the Church of Jesus Christ than probably any rest of the books. But it's a book that's relevant to us as his disciples and his followers. So one of the authors would usually say, this is a book about first the victory and the triumph of Jesus Christ as Lord. He's the victor and he has won it. And we don't need to wait 90 minutes to see the scoreline or wait 5 days and see how the ball will spin and who wins. The winner is there, clearly declared, astoundingly. And the second thing is for his people, disciple. Disciple making is God's business. You see, it's not just for our curiosity and randomness, but it's for that. It's for disciple making. And disciple making is Jesus is continuing his ministry by his Holy Spirit with his people as they live out his kingdom. And his mission in the world. So just to begin, you know, stories connect us all. Stories of people from different parts of the world, different identities, different cultures, traditions, customs, religions, they connect. Stories usually connect people. That's why there's a big thrill of story through media, through movie making. And stories relate their identity and history. We learn of them and we are able to, in a moment, enter their lives. So just to tell you, last night we were at a birthday party from one of our colleagues' 60th birthday. And we stopped outside a coffee shop and we just bought some coffee. And we were almost like we were a few minutes early, but we were just saying, and outside the shop, as we came out with a cup of coffee, this man, Mr. TJ, said hello or something like that. And he met us, and he was willing to buy us another cup of coffee as we were going out. And we learned amazing thing about his life. Mr. TJ is from Kenya, Mombasa, Kenya, born there. 3-4 generations of his family have lived in Kenya since 1902. His great-grandfather was the first one, came in 1902. And he then related to us. 7 members of his family died last year. One is 53-year-old son, 2 elder brothers, 1 younger brother. And we were shocked, and we said, Mr. TJ, this is not an accident, meeting you and you relating us your story. This is of God, and God of heaven is interested in you and wants you to know, above all, his great salvation. And we talked a bit more. I mean, he was just getting started. We would have had 60th party with him if we had continued, but we had to go. So we said, Mr. TJ, do you mind if we take your address and we'd like to send you a gift, a New Testament to you? He was willing to give us a gift. Mr. TJ is most likely from a Muslim background, whether some knowledge of Jesus as whoever he is, or no knowledge, but in some crisis. So we are going to take this opportunity to send it that this week, the New Testament. And we also, in parting, invited him, come along to Hounslow, and we would like to serve you some kadak chai, a strong tea, as you would like it. But here in this story, in this passage we read, we see the salvation story of God. The salvation story of God and Jesus is still being played out as he is on the throne and is being worshipped even now as the Lamb before the throne. And basically, just to capture our minds, is that God is continuing to gather nations to himself. God is continuing to gather all peoples to himself. Secondly, God is, in this great salvation, growing his people in maturity, but also his mission. And finally, God is being glorified as his people follow him as his disciples. So, you know, you've read this. This is a story. This is a narrative. This is apocalyptic literature, which has got a lot of picture language. It's to draw us into the story. Picture language to draw us into the story. If our imagination is being altered. And then, secondly, it's also hearing. So it's affecting everything. Our hearing, our imagination, and our seeing, eyesight. And you know, we have read that this is the first of the 3 judgments. The seals are being opened. You know, there's an unfold thing. Who can open these seals? You know, who can know this finality of what this God is about, what this salvation is going to be like? Who can open? And, you know, the elders in despair, no one. They cry, and then they say, the one on the throne, the Lamb, is able to open the seals. And they start, Jesus is opening the seals. First one was, first 4 are with some horse riders coming in some quite cataclysmic judgments, so that people are confronted in their lives, awakened. Where can I find refuge? Where can I find relief? Now, turn to him. So, you know, there is a conquering, then there is a sword, then there is a quart of a grain, for a denarii, whatever you make of that. We are seeing that being played out right now, you know, escalating prices. We know only inflation of 10%. Nations in the world know inflation of over 60-100%. You know, if you look at some of the histories of the world, it's out, just goes ballistic. Then the 5th one was on the persecution of believers, intense turmoil. Then there was the 6th with the uncreation, all order was undone. So natural order of the world became turned. Sun, moon, stars. And the seals show that this is God's finality in the sense of he is doing everything possible so that the man and women may awake and seek and know him. Now, on this one, this passage here we have read, probably whole of 7, the scene changes a bit in this, before the prior of opening of the seventh seal. It's still the Lamb on the throne and showing God is rescuing his people. But he's showing us, as in verse 9 it says, there, I looked and there before me was a great multitude no one could count from every nation and tribe and people and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. So here he's opening the scene in midst of all this judgment and world upside down turning events. He's opening the scene beyond, right to the throne. And there he sees a multitude. He doesn't say he saw 144,000. Though he's said before that there were 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, 144,000. And then he says immediately after, multitude, meaning innumerable peoples. There are 7 point something billion now. How many will be before the throne is as many as you can count. Number the stars, number the grain on the sand of all the seashore. How much? So God is saying in his business of working out salvation, he is going to gather multitudes. The 12 tribes of Israel who have come through the descendants of Abraham and who have found the promise of the prophets that the Messiah is the one who will come and rule, they have been part of it. But then through the apostles and through Jesus Christ is the whole world. The whole world is being gathered before him. So it's a multitude of peoples that is innumerable, that is being filled to worship this Jesus. There is a glory being filled. So today, you know, we have Mr. TJ, hearing of the gospel. There are others who hear of the gospel that can be gathered, and God is interested in them. Several hear every day about this good news of Jesus Christ and his love and his sacrifice and that he is at the throne, the king, and he is gathering. So there in one of the verses there is that the promise is being fulfilled. You know, like Abraham was told at 99, you know, he thought, hang on, what is going to happen? He was told, go out, look, the stars of the, if you can count them, or the sand on the grain. And he says there, I will make, my covenant is that you shall be a father of multitude of nations. For your name is Abraham, I'll call you Abraham. For I have made you father of multitude of nations. So you can see, it's not one tribe, it's not one nation, Israel. It's not one culture or community, it's worldwide. All peoples will know him. And secondly, here we see how that God is growing a people for himself through many tribulations as they devote to the Lamb. That's probably that verse. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they were crying out before the throne in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. You see, this is nothing new, because even the writer, Apostle John, in John 1, I think verse 9, he says that even I am your brother and companion in the suffering, in kingdom, and patient endurance that is yours in Jesus. While I was at Patmos, for the word of God and testimony of Jesus. So he was enduring intense pressure. Similarly, our Lord Jesus endured such hostility from sinners so that we may consider it. That's why I think it's being referred repeatedly, lamb, 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 lamb on the throne. Why didn't he just say the lion, the lion, the lion on the throne? Because it's a sacrifice that has turned the world right side up. This sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is the world's changing point, is humanity's changing. And he says, consider that you may not lose heart. We have in Jesus the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him did not despise the cross, but endured it, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So the victory is there. Victory is there with us as we go through all kinds of tribulation. You see, this tribulation, the word is intense pressure from outside, because they are not of our kind, our tribe. They are of another tribe. They are of this world. They are not God-centered. They are ungodly. They are centered on themselves. So there's physical, there's emotional, there's social, there's spiritual or religious, there's financial, economical, all kinds of pressures will be hurled on us. But we can go through that knowing the strength of the Lord and find joy through that, find gospel witness. So just to share one, I know there are lots of verses, but in Acts, if you look at Acts, Paul's journey, he goes, his team preach Jesus, they become followers of Jesus. But what happens? He goes back to each of those places. And it says that he went back strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. God grows us and strengthens us through many afflictions. His desire is to mature us and make us like his image of his son, Jesus Christ. So we are being continually molded so that Christ is seen in us and through us. Brother Shade, Brother Manmohan Shade, that 100 people, 99 read you and I. One, we might open the Bible. One might look at an app or find other way. 99 will read you. How do I answer? How do I respond through trials and tribulations? And I mean, this even congregation here, and even I know my heart, there's so many things. But it is the response that I give that will show the image of Christ in me to others. How am I being molded in Christ? You see, so that they can inquire of this hope within us. The mission of Jesus grows as his people collectively follow and testify of his grace and goodness. We often enter afflictions. You see, this is the thing. Even yesterday, we often enter into people's lives through afflictions. They have something wrong going on. Anything. It may be, if you hear, it might be the most mundane, but that is a way of entering in their life and being Jesus to them, the mission of Jesus. So, you know, even yesterday, with all the thing going on with Mr. TJ, we could have just literally passed on the other side and be on our merry way to a 60th birthday celebration. God brought interruption so that it may become an opportunity to befriend somebody, hear them. We talked about love of God. Hear them and give even the smallest, faintest evidence that there is someone beyond who is seeking them and that they will find life, true life, a change. They will find salvation. And they will be filled with this wonder-filled good news of Jesus, the Messiah. You see, that's what it ends at. It's this wonder-filled life in Jesus. The glory of God, which is in Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is supremely glorious. But He's inviting peoples whom He has made to be part of that throne, even part of that throng before His throne. Multitude of angels, multitude of peoples, 24 elders, meaning all the prophets and apostles, and the four living creatures before the throne, worshiping and serving Him. So that's where it is. It ends that God is gathering a people to Himself of all nations today. And that is the job of the church as we enter into His mission in midst of trials and tribulations, where God is growing us in maturity, but also in ministry. Whatever you are going through, I don't know. God knows. You know. Your loved ones know. But that is a key instrument for witness and enter people's life so that they may hear and they may have an opportunity to respond to Jesus Christ and find this salvation and find before His throne complete joy. That's what is being filled. You know, the last, I'll just close in this reading. These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. They serve Him day and night in His temple. They are temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence, His canopy. Now, even that word canopy is quite important because our brother described how he's from Sikh background. And if you go into Sikh Gurdwara, the religious place, they have the scripture, a big book, which they don't keep in home. You can only read that. And it's covered in a canopy. But what a shelter! That canopy can be busted if a storm comes. But what about Jesus that is not busted? He will protect. He will keep. They will never hunger. They will never thirst. Sun will not beat them down, nor the scorching heat. The Lamb who is in the throne, at the throne, will be their shepherd. And He will lead them to springs of living water. God Himself will wipe every tear from their eyes. So God will be supremely, the Lamb will be supremely glorified among His people. So friends, I pray this will encourage us today. And as this week we go on, just close in prayer. Father, we thank You for this wonderful good news of Jesus, the Messiah, born of Mary, descendant of Abraham and David, come in the fullness of time. Now He's gathering a people to Himself through the witness of the church as they grow in maturity, as they grow in the midst of tribulations and trials, that we may give a witness, an answer for the hope that is within us and magnify Your name. The Lord may be, Lord Jesus Christ may be lifted up high in our lives, in our situations, among those of our friends and family, and absolutely at the throne. So we thank You for this time. Amen.